Zero.
We aren't eating enough fruits and vegetables, according to a new report from the CDC's National Fruit and Vegetable Alliance. The organization issued a report that shows less than 10% of Americans eat the recommended amounts of fruits and veggies each day. The report said schools and restaurants have made improvements in making healthy produce available, but still got a C grade overall.
One.
Massage is one of the best ways to talk to your baby.
These new moms are learning how to master the art of baby massage.
They love to have their backs rubbed, as we all do.
The combination of their mother's touch and TLC quickly puts these babies at ease.
She was so relaxed and calm and smiling.
And the benefits go far beyond bonding.
It can do so many different things, from the basics of resolving colic, constipation, respiratory disorders, sleeping disorders.
Massage therapist Susan Forster says baby massage has been around for years. Recently, though, it's taken off in popularity.
It's also been proven that massage significantly increases the immunity in our bodies. Significantly.
Two.
Some experts say today's superheroes are sending boys the wrong message. Researchers from the University of Massachusetts found boys had healthier relationships and were better adjusted when they resisted the macho images that superheroes promote. They claim today's superheroes are violent, aggressive, and sarcastic, and rarely work to improve humanity like comic book heroes of the past. They found these stereotypes of masculinity promoted by superheroes make boys more likely to be tough, emotionally stoic, and more detached from family and friends.
Three.
Your body is there at your desk working, but where's your brain? Is it really focused on that financial report? Or is it on the big game from last night or an upcoming beach vacation?
We're not very good at being mindful, staying in the moment.
In fact, a new study from Harvard University finds we spend nearly half of our waking hours thinking about something other than what we're actually doing. Researchers gathered a group of more than 2,200 volunteers for the study.
We use the iPhone to send people notifications in the moment as they're going about their day and ask them about their thoughts, feelings, and actions.
Not only were the study participants often thinking about something else, all of this mind wandering also seemed to make them unhappy.
Four.
When Suzanne Walther had her daughter Mary Catherine, stories about the risks of vaccines convinced her not to have her vaccinated. But when Mary Catherine was a year old, she got very sick.
And even when she was in the intensive care unit and all the doctors had had a chance to come in and say, wow, you didn't have her vaccinated, I didn't feel like I'm a bad parent. The gut level feeling was anger. I was mad because that disease was out there and my child got it.
Mary Catherine had meningitis, a serious central nervous system infection that is prevented by vaccination.
We were afraid that she would not ever walk again. And through the 10 days that we were in the hospital, we weren't sure that she would not be severely impaired by this disease.
Fortunately, Mary Catherine did recover. Some children don't.
Five.
Americans may be sicker, but their English counterparts die sooner. That's the conclusion of new research from the RAND Corporation. Researchers compared data on older adults from the U.S. and Britain. Chronic diseases like diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, and cancers were more common in Americans. But death rates were either the same or actually lower among Americans. Researchers say it may be that such diseases are diagnosed at later stages in England.
Six.
70-year-old Susan Schubert looks like an active cookie-making grandma. But for the last 8 years, she was in a fog, dependent on narcotics prescribed after back surgery.
When you experience excruciating pain, you're very afraid of it. And so I took whatever the doctors told me. And one doctor said, you're addicted to that. I said, well, It's managing my pain. It's making me functional.
A year ago, the oxycodone managing her pain nearly killed her. Doctors say normal aging was to blame.
It wasn't the drugs. It was getting older.
Experts say few seniors know long-time medications can become more dangerous.
Seven.
Quitting smoking before undergoing surgery has been shown to cut the rate of post-op complications in half. The Swedish study included 117 patients scheduled for general or orthopedic surgery. Half went through a smoking cessation program. Of those who were able to kick the habit, 21% experienced complications after the surgery, like problems with wound healing. However, 41% of those who did not get help quitting smoking had post-surgery complications. People who had a high body mass index were more than 3 times more likely to be smoke-free a year later.